This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes and to study along with me today as we continue our study of the great challenge to true Christianity of atheism. Atheism has been growing for the past quarter of a century worldwide. It has been growing in a great many countries such as Russia and China, Eastern Europe, and even countries in Western Europe that supposedly are very religious in their basic outlook. And it has been growing in our own nation. It is high time, in fact it is long past the time, that those who believe in God and the Bible is the Word of God and Jesus Christ as His Son, to arise and fight against this great encroachment upon the truth. We've been talking for the past several times about the fact that in order for the atheist to know his case, that is what he claims to know, that God does not exist, there are certain things that he must know in order to know that God does not exist. But we have been pointing out that he cannot know certain things that are actually crucial to that. The fifth one in the order of that is this. In order to know that God does not exist, the atheist must first know that beings which have consciousness originated from that which not only had no consciousness, but had no life at all. In other words, at one time, the atheist must admit, nothing existed but rocks and dirt, non-living matter. Of course, he cannot prove that rocks and dirt existed forever, but even granting that from a hypothetical standpoint, he cannot prove that life has ever come from rocks and dirt. Since the atheist claims that knowledge comes only from that which had no consciousness, logically he should admit that his case for atheism fails. He does not know that God does not exist. In the sixth place, in order to know that God does not exist, the atheist must first know that beings which possess reproductive systems as complex as that possessed by human beings originated by blind, non-intelligent, non-purposive physical forces, that is, from non-living things possessing no such reproductive systems. In other words, that says that we human beings who depend upon our existence for the very complex reproductive system of male and female in the human being owe our ultimate origin to nothing more than non-living rocks and dirt. Since the atheist claims to know that man can come to knowledge only by empirical experience or observation, and since he has never experienced a living being with a complex reproductive system coming from that which was dead and did not possess such a system, then he cannot know that God does not exist, and therefore the case for atheism fails. In the seventh place, in order to know that God does not exist, the atheist must first know that human beings now living have evolved from lower, that is, from non-human beings. But his entire case fails because he cannot know this. There is no man living today that knows that men have evolved or come from apes or some other non-human thing. It is obvious that what we call in logic a strong disjunction is involved here. Either first, atheism is true, which entails that human beings owe their origin to evolution from lower or non-human forms of life by the non-intelligent, non-purposive forms of life of purely physical nature, I should say, or secondly, that theism is true, which entails that human beings owe their origin to the miraculous creative act of God. If atheism is true, then human beings evolve from non-human beings. If the atheist claims that human beings evolve from non-human beings, then he is faced with the impossible task of answering the question, which was first on earth, a woman or a human baby? Why is this such an impossible task for the atheist? It is impossible because if he answers a woman was on earth before a human baby was, then he is saying that the first woman on earth was never a baby, and the atheist has no way of knowing this. He claims to know what he absolutely cannot know, and thus the atheist cannot prove his basic proposition. He cannot prove that God does not exist, for he cannot know that God does not exist. Be with us tomorrow as we continue with our study, Atheism, the Greatest Challenge to Christianity.